Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio with Molly McCord. That is me, and I am delighted that you are here today, where we gather every week to connect energetically and to talk about the astrology and energies of the week ahead. Thank you for joining me. You are connecting with a worldwide grid of people who are awake and conscious and aware of their own power. And that's what I love connecting with you about, is when we understand the ability to really create the life of our dreams is our choice, it's our power, it's for our soul's highest growth, and it's remembering that, because we all have the busy parts of our days and weeks that just pull us in so many directions. And when you come back to center and you remember who you are at a core soul level, simply connecting to your own light, your own space, your own energy field, that awakens within you more of who you are. So it's almost like every time you simply come back to a place of quiet, stillness, and peace, you have a new awakening each time. And that is part of your power, and that's part of your support for this wild and crazy journey that we're on. We just had a full moon in Sagittarius at 8 degrees on Tuesday, May 29th. And it had a lot of energy to it, a lot of zing, a lot of action, development, movement that was meant to get things flowing again for you. We had a grand trine in fire that is about the inspiration, the motivation, the what do I want to create, and how to get that circulating. We also had a grand trine in water, which is about the flow and the trust and the surrender and the feeling that everything is possible and everything can take shape as it needs to. I had a beautiful moment during the full moon yesterday where I collapsed on the carpet. It was so amazing. I put my son down for his nap. And, of course, I have my business things I need to get to, as well as some personal things. And all I wanted to do was just collapse. And I just laid there on the carpet for 5 minutes. And then I got up and, you know, business summons us forward and we have things to do. But it was just simply that 5 minutes of surrender that was everything. And we need more of that. So keep that in mind. As we complete May and go into June, we need the surrender, because there's only so much we can do in a day. And life has really picked up the pace since this full moon and with the planets that are currently in Gemini. The sun is in Gemini, and Mercury just went into Gemini right after that full moon. So on on the late hours of May 29th and early morning hours of May 30th, Mercury went into Gemini, his home sign, where he thrives. Mercury in Gemini is so talkative. He's got so much to say and very curious and really concerned about the specifics, the details, the numbers, the particulars of something. It's your linear mind looking for information, looking to solve problems, looking to talk it out with someone. This is a very active, busy go, go, go. Gemini also rules your daily errands and your to-do list. Things you need to get done during the week, you know, where you need to go, like, you know, the post office or the stores, or you have to go pick up your dry cleaning, or you need to go to the supermarket. I mean, everything kind of picks up the pace with the sun and Mercury in Gemini. We finish up school. You know, a lot of schools are either out or getting out during Gemini season. So it's that completion of what you've learned. And because you've completed one cycle of learning, well, Then Gemini looks for another way to stay busy. So it's summer travel. It's picnics in the neighborhood. It's family reunions. It's graduations. It's that socializing energy. Gemini keeps our minds busy. It keeps our hands busy. It's very much about what can I gather to understand. So Gemini is all about potentials and possibilities, change, adaptability. And so you take these small pieces of it, and when you put it together, you know, Gemini is all about what we communicate with one another, the power of our words. Sometimes our words can be careless. You know, you speak before you think about it. Or our words can be really meaningful and poignant. Those are two sides of the Gemini energy. In Gemini, we look for information, but we're looking for stories. We're looking for understanding. We're looking for a way to process information and look at if it's relevant to you in your experience, on your path. So we all kind of perk up our ears when Gemini energy starts going, because we get a little bit more buzzy and we're ready for more stimuli. So it's the newspaper, it's scrolling, it's looking at this website and this website and this website. And this is why, my friends, we have to take that moment to collapse onto the carpet on the floor, to meditate, or to do something that shuts down your mind. Because you can become quickly overwhelmed. And Gemini is associated with the anxiety, the overthinking, being too much in your head. Has anyone ever told you that, or have you ever observed that in yourself? I'm too much in my head about this, because we're overthinking it. And if you look in our world, well, we're conditioned at this point to always be consuming information, whether it's visuals, you know, the stories on the internet, like the different articles you read, all of that. Just listening to this podcast. This podcast is Gemini. So we have to turn off and shut off and shut down and turn away. That's really what that's really how to balance the overactivity. It's coming back to, okay, if life gets really busy, how can I manage it? Because that's the healthy Gemini energy, is that you're a self-manager. And you can say, all right, I've got one thing here in my left hand, another in my right, but I can manage both of these, and then I can take a break, reassess, and come back and get going. So I feel like the conscious Gemini energy we want to work with is understanding the power of our choices. Another Gemini word, our choices and our possibilities. And it can feel like there's a lot coming up. The Mercury energy is going to be moving forward and making a conjunction with the Sun in Gemini. So this is extra buzzy. This is when we talk so fast that our brains can barely keep up. And this conjunction between the Sun and Mercury is going to be at 15 degrees, 14 degrees, and 15 degrees on Tuesday, June 5th, and Wednesday, June 6th, so next week. But I think you can probably just feel the increase in activity, right? Like, it just feels like things got busy, more information, I got to get moving, I got to try this, or what about that? Or you get more emails, you're getting more responses. There's just a lot that picks up the pace, which we need, because after Taurus, at the end of Taurus, okay, the last few degrees of Taurus, we can be stagnant. We can be still. We can be stuck because we've been observing, we've been thinking, we've been in our own private domains. And so we can be in that place of comfort to the point of laziness. And Gemini says, all right, get up, let's go, we're going to get some things happening here. So that's where you're going to feel this energy perk up, wherever the Gemini energy is in your chart, things just get moving. And they're meant to be engaging and interesting, and you're meant to have a sense of what can I learn, what information is relevant to me, you know, what can I take from this that will be useful, that is information I want to keep. So that's going to be increasing. And then when the Sun and Mercury make a conjunction, oh boy, it's just like talking nonstop. It's very active, and so you might get information from somebody else. Gemini is about your siblings, your neighbors, people in your local environment, people that you have conversations with at the library, at the gym, at a cafe, at happy hour. So you might get some good information that you hadn't realized on Tuesday or Wednesday the 5th or 6th, because everything just comes to life when the Sun and Mercury meet up, because Mercury has stories to tell. You know, he's been collecting all this stuff since he went retrograde, and he's been very independent, okay, because he went retrograde in Aries, and then he plodded through Taurus, and now he has information he wants to share with you that he's collected. And we're going to hear that information June 5th and June 6th. Now, the other thing we have in play here that keeps the energy moving and dynamic is Mars is in Aquarius, and Mercury is going to be trining Mars. So Mars in Aquarius is very much about where you're going next. What's the vision? What's the path? Where are you taking yourself? You know, where is your life headed? That's the bigger picture of Mars in Aquarius. But, you know, Mars is that self-assertive energy, and he's independent, just like Aquarius is. So it's a sense of, I'm going to do this for me. He can be rebellious in Aquarius. He can be very focused on his path and his goal because Aquarius is a fixed sign. So the Mars in Aquarius energy, however, is asking you, well, what do you want? Because Mars is all about our desires. But don't forget the other people. And that's Aquarius too. Is the other people that you cooperate with, that you network with, that you engage with. Aquarius is the sports team. It is the sorority. It is the tribe, the rotary group, Kiwanis. It is any of those networks. It is a Facebook group. So Mars is now in Aquarius, and he's in what's called his shadow, because Mars is going to be going retrograde June 26th, and he stations retrograde at 9 degrees of Aquarius. So he's going to be covering the same turf until October. So this is important because Mars is slowing down, and he's going to be hanging out in your natal chart between 9 degrees of Aquarius and 28 degrees of Capricorn. He goes retrograde to 28 degrees of Capricorn, and that's when he stations direct on August 26th and then goes forward again. So he's going to pass over this point two more times. And so what we're looking at here are the people around us. And do they support our goals, or do they piss us off and make us angry? That's also Mars. It's like, does this person really understand what I'm all about and what I want to do and what I want to accomplish? It's our masculine energy. It's our sense of self, how we feel self-confident. So you look at the people around you and you say, are these my peeps? Are these really the people that I want in my tribe? And maybe the answer is no. And why is the answer no? Because the South Node in Aquarius has been clearing out connections in our soul groups and soul contracts that are complete. And the South Node is now at 9 degrees of Leo, going retrograde in so 9 degrees of Leo means the south node is at 9 degrees of Aquarius. Mars is going to be making a conjunction with the south node, and I see it as a giant broom that just sweeps out what's done for you. And in Aquarius, it's not personal. Now, how much do you love that? How much do you hate that sentence? I have mixed feelings whenever I hear that it's not personal when you're dealing with people. Because on some level, at one energy field, there is that personal connection. But when people say it's not personal, they're referring to the bigger energy field, which is about your soul's energy, and that your soul has to, it's like all of our souls are Teflon coated, okay? We all love each other. Like, we all know there's a higher love and respect and appreciation for every single soul who is here on the planet, no matter what role they're playing in their human skin. So our souls are Teflon coated, and understand, well, of course it's not personal, because this person in this lifetime, they need to do this. Or they have to accomplish this, or they have to get this lesson taken care of, and I can't go with them, or they can't go with me. And that's just how we knew it would happen, and we knew there'd be a parting of the ways. We knew that this friendship wouldn't last forever. We knew that this connection would end. So this is a breakup energy this summer. And you could have been feeling it already, because it's really, I'm seeing it as a blast, which is the Mars energy, a blasting away of what you're not meant to direct your energy towards anymore. And sometimes, as much as we want those to be graceful changes or easy or and loving and, you know, no one gets hurt and no one has done any harm, well, with Mars here, he's direct. He's to the point. He has knives and guns and blades and swords, and he doesn't care about the niceties. So there could be a feeling of abruptness, like an abrupt change, an abrupt breakup, an abrupt letting go. And this is important to know because of Mars squaring Uranus that we've been talking about. And let's see, Mars, he's currently at 5 degrees of Aquarius. So he's moved past the Uranus square, because Uranus is at 0 degrees of Taurus. I mean, it's still in orb enough. But one of the energy signatures of this summer is in your, wherever the early degrees of Aquarius are in your chart, things are changing permanently. And this can be freeing for you, by the way. It doesn't mean that it's something, it can feel like something that you didn't realize, maybe it was a blind spot, something that you didn't see before. But this energy, it's a soul level thing. I mean, it's just how this is all lining up with the south node in Aquarius, Mars going over the south node, and then squaring Uranus. It's like you're done with the crap of, like, I'm feeling like 8 lifetimes. And that's why it's so comfortable. We can be comfortable in lower standards. We can be comfortable in lower places of self-worth and self-value because we didn't know better, or we didn't know more, or we didn't know true love, or we didn't know abundance. And so we get comfortable settling. And one of the energies of this summer is settling. And by the way, you're going to be supported with that, like it or not. So it's kind of like something gets blasted away, and depending on where this is in your chart, again, the early degrees of Aquarius, it's being blasted away because you're done with it and you're ready for more. You're ready for that next higher vibration to come in, and you've probably been unconsciously settling or gripping it. And I'm getting the image of hands gripping on to a rope. And it's like, well, this is my rope. And Source, God, the universe says, actually, darling, I love you too much for you to settle on this measly rope. You're ready for more. So you got to let go. But Aquarius can be in its comfort zone. It can be rigid. It can be on one track that you think is right. But you know how things can just... Okay, so I'm getting the image of a road, a two-lane highway. And you're driving down that two-lane highway, which is meant to be the Aquarius energy of this is where I'm going, this is the road, this is the path. And then you go up a hill and down, and then all of a sudden this road, like, opens up to, like, 16 lanes. And that can be a lot for the Aquarius energy because you're like, I thought this was, wait, what? And then it's like, no, you have so many more possibilities. And, okay, so, and now I'm feeling like actually any lane you take, it's a quantum leap lane, So what we're doing here is we're actually getting rid of stuff that have unconsciously held us back. It was comfortable, but it was underneath a fear. There was a fear there that there wouldn't be more, right? There's comfort in a two-lane road because you're like, well, I know this road. I know the lanes. I know where I'm at. But it's sort of like when you're ready to quantum leap, you have to let go of the steering wheel and you have to understand that we're not always our best guides in our human selves because our human minds look for the simple known or what we can see. And so what we're having to do here is understand that there's more ways that this can unfold and openings, okay? But you have to let go of something that you didn't realize you were afraid of. And just know that there's the quantum possibilities of how you can be expanded and given more. So this is important because we're really in this energy now. And it's setting the stage. So what we're also doing is getting back to the Sun and Mercury in Gemini is you're understanding that there's choices, there's possibilities, and that you're strong enough to try something new, to try to adapt, to be ready for the alternatives, and to not be too locked in. And that actually helps you maintain your power because then you're not looking for it outside of yourself. You're remembering, no, I actually know that I'm being taken care of, that I have wonderful intentions, that I'm very clear about what I need and what I want. Like it's actually, again, bringing that energy back into you so that you can release what you were settling for. Now, this always relates to our unconscious programming and our belief systems, the going deeper energy. And Jupiter in Scorpio is helping us with that right now, helping us move through that, helping us see the fears that are underneath the surface. And in Scorpio, it's really deep fears that are emotional, and they have to do with our self-worth. Now, Scorpio is always, it gets a bad rap. It's a tricky sign because there's different versions of Scorpio energy. There's different versions of every astrological sign. But Scorpio can be extreme. And so what we're looking at is the fears who are our teachers. Jupiter is about what we're learning, where we are gathering knowledge. We're gathering knowledge about our fears. And it's not from this observer. Okay, so I'm getting the image of looking down into a pit. You can't just look down. You have to, like, get in the pit. That's Scorpio. It's like, no, I'm going to get in there, and I'm going to see what's really going on. And so that's why you do the psychology, the therapy, the soul work, the past life regressions, Akashic records, soul retrieval, all of these healing modalities help. NLP, anything that takes you into more of your own system and energies. So that's what the Jupiter and Scorpio energy is helping us with. And there's still this beautiful trine between Jupiter and Neptune right now, this week, and that's helping it flow. And I see it as like flowing out the exit. What you gather and you've learned from your fears, you are transmuting it with Neptune and Pisces, which is the violet flame. So there's violet flame energy present this week that lights and burns away those fears that you don't even want in your being, in your aura. So I'm seeing the image of, okay, so if you're sitting in a very beautiful lotus pose and you're just meditative and still, the violet flame is imagery to focus on in your root chakra, to burn away the fears of the root chakra, the red chakra, and to allow those fears that are unconscious ego survival fears to be removed so that you can feel a stronger grounding here and to know that you're supported here. Now, we're beautifully supported right now with a grand trine in water. So again, that is the Jupiter in Scorpio, Neptune in Pisces, connecting with the lovely Venus in Cancer this week. So those three planets make a giant triangle called a grand trine. They're all in water signs, and they are beautiful for healing, compassion, flow, release, tending to your heart. Specifically, the relationships in your heart that need healing. Because Venus is the relationships that we carry with us. And in Cancer, it's from the past. Could be a childhood friend, someone from another, someone that you just knew a long time ago. I mean, it's nostalgic in Cancer. It can be women in general. It can be sisterhood, the women in your lives as well. But there's something about healing that energy of femininity within you in order to do your part. This energy is just so kind and warm and loving. It's a safe space. It's nurturing. And it's private. You know, this is something private for you. You don't need to even share it in any way. It's just your own private inner communion with the relationships in your heart that need to be healed. And, okay, so you know how sometimes you can think of somebody, but you know an old version of them? Or you're holding on to an old version of them? That's probably what needs to go, because they're probably a different version of themselves now. No matter what or how long it's been, I feel like there's this energy of letting older versions go, older versions of relationships that blesses them, thanks them, and releases them. And then it sets you free to move on too. Now, Venus is going to make an opposition next week. It's not there yet, but it's going to make an opposition to Pluto at 21 degrees. That will be the weekend of June 12th and 13th. And this can show up as a power struggle. It can be a sense of feeling powerless with money or finances, or it can be a relationship. It can be a relationship with a mother even, because anything with Cancer pertains to mothers and motherhood. So we're looking at how femininity is evolving, how it's evolving right now. And you can see examples of it everywhere. I thought it was really amazing just this other day when the television show Roseanne was fired, was canceled because of the horrible racist remarks she made. And I thought it was so powerful what the network had said, and I believe she's an African-American woman, and she was like, this doesn't reflect our values. And it doesn't matter if you're the number one show on TV in the U.S., you're done. Like, if you're not respecting our values, well, that's also Venus. So that's an interesting example, too, of how femininity is evolving and what are the values and what are the standards that are acceptable in a public way, in a public way. So that's quite fascinating. Let me see here. I'm looking at who else we need to talk about. Saturn is retrograde still because he just turned retrograde last month. So he's now going backwards to 2 degrees of Capricorn. Saturn will be going retrograde until September 6th. And so he's going back to review what we started in January and is asking us to look at our level of commitment. So wherever the early degrees of Capricorn are in your chart is where Saturn is reviewing. Every time a planet is in retrograde, it does the RE words, review, reprioritize, recommit, and reconsider. And so now, with Saturn retrograde, he's looking at your Capricorn duties, responsibilities, career, profession, work obligations, essentially asking you to deeply consider, am I doing the work I want to do? And am I doing my personal work to be more responsible, disciplined, and mature? Saturn in Capricorn is actually a feminine energy. I always think of it as a masculine energy because we talk about it in such like a serious way, and Saturn is usually described as a he in astrology. And yet, it's a feminine sign. Capricorn is an earth sign, and all the earth signs are feminine energies, the Mother Earth. Right? Mother Earth, Gaia, feminine energies. So the Capricorn energy is actually the matriarch. It's matriarchal energy. It's the crone. And it's the mature, older, feminine archetype that has experience and wisdom. She's learned a lot from all of her time and her years. And so she has a different perspective. And the Saturn in Capricorn archetype of a matriarch is your queen. She's a queen. She's a responsible queen, though. She isn't fussy. She isn't emotional. She's all about her duties and her responsibilities. Now, interestingly, Queen Elizabeth has Capricorn rising. She also has her sun in Taurus. And think about how the Queen of England appears. She rarely smiles. You know, she's very kind of solemn and serious. And she attends to her duties and she shows up and she understands her place in the hierarchy. She knows that being a queen is not about being an individual. It's about the responsibilities that come with the role. And it isn't about being What it's about is essentially understanding that I have a role to play. It's not personal. It's not about being an individual. It's about fulfilling what's expected of me and showing up to where other people need me. Now, Capricorn is concerned with hierarchy and status and being in charge. And So what we're looking at in ourselves, are you in a place in your life that you want to continue to commit to? And this is going to be in whatever house Saturn in Capricorn is for you right now. So going back to 2 degrees of Capricorn, are you in a place where you can make commitments for the long term, for the long haul? Where do you feel that you can carry the responsibilities? What are the responsibilities to yourself? What are the duties? Are you putting in the time? It asks very serious questions of us. And so wherever Saturn is in your chart going retrograde, that's what you're reviewing and reconsidering. You have all this summer to find that answer. And when Saturn stations direct, September 6th, so let's call it the first 2 weeks of September, you might have a new understanding about how you're using your Capricornian energy and your career and your profession, and if you're in the right lane for what you want, and if you're in the right lane for where you want to go. So we're doing that. How about that? In addition to everything else, we have the Capricorn energy asking us to really take our time and look at our level of commitment, to what we're doing, and if it's really what we want to be doing. We have the Saturn and Capricorn energy until the end of 2020. Remember, he's going all the way back to two degrees. So he goes back to 2 degrees, and then he travels the whole rest of Capricorn. This is really looking at, well, what commitment can I make for the next 2.5 years? And am I willing to do the work for that commitment and to tend to the duties and responsibilities of those commitments? Now, we have Uranus in Taurus, still at 0 degrees. And this energy has been beautifully demonstrated by the volcano eruption in Hawaii, on the Big Island. And that's because the lava is fire, which was Uranus in Aries. And then the earth is very obviously depicted in this analogy too. That's the Uranus and Taurus disrupting the earth, the fire magma lava coming up to change the earth. So it's been interesting to watch that. Keep in mind that the Uranus energy is going to be strongest for you if you have planets in the early degrees of Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, or Aquarius, specifically 0 to 2 degrees. And that's where the disruption, the earthquake, the changes are being felt. So they're not going to be felt for everyone just yet. Now keep in mind that Uranus is going to go retrograde back into Aries later on in this year. And I'm just remembering the date. I believe it's the end of the year. Yeah, it actually goes back to Aries in November. And then we'll return to Taurus in March. I believe it's March 2019. And that's when the full show begins, the full spectacle. So right now it's just the opening act. It's just the appetizer. And then when Uranus returns, it's the full meal, okay? It's everything. So that's when it gets even stronger. So keep in mind that wherever Uranus is in your chart right now, it's looking for change. It's looking for something to move and shift. And as it continues into Taurus over the next 7 to 8 years, that's where it's going to most likely interact with more planets in your chart. And that's when you will feel that the changes, the things needing to be let go of, to shift, all of that. So it's quite a dynamic energy that we have going on here. Now, I want to get back to this full moon that we just had earlier in the week. After a full moon, we tend to look at what's come up, and we can have our heads down because we have to work and take care of business and look at this and check out these details. The sun in Gemini keeps us focused on the particulars, the details, the arrangements, the travel plans, you know, all this stuff that we need to take care of. And so it can feel like you're mentally busy. And there's a lot going on, and there's a lot more in your head. There's a lot more that you need to write down so you don't forget it. And keep in mind that we're in this a time of busyness. And after a full moon, depending on how this full moon was for you, it could have made you get a fire started in, okay, I'm busy, I have to take care of all this stuff. Remember to give yourself a break. Don't forget to just take those quiet moments to meditate, to breathe, to go into nature, to go for a walk. Like, just monitor how much you're in your own head, because you can be overwhelmed by the thoughts and the words and the to-do list. So break it down, keep it simple, and as we started the show with, you come back to your center, to your presence, and every time you do that, it's a new awakening to yourself and to your own energy and who you are right now in this moment and the energies that are moving through you, the ones that you're feeling in your presence. I'm getting the image of an aura that has rainbow colors moving through it. So it's like in the morning you can start off with a green aura, and then it changes to a light blue, and then it changes to a light yellow. Like, that's the kind of energy that's swirling here. It's that sense of things are moving. There's new life, there's new activity. And as you connect with that new energy and that new life, it changes your aura too. So you could feel like you're in one full day, you've experienced a full rainbow of colors. That's the kind of energy that's moving right now. Is that it's like quick breeze. Like, you know how you go outside and the breeze is just really swift at times? It's that. It's a swift moving energy, a swift moving breeze, and it's meant to clear out. And then it's also meant to bring in, and to bring in more. So that feels really good. Yeah, I'm just still seeing that cool rainbow aura. So just allow yourself to be a chameleon as needed, or if that feels comfortable. Because it is a time of change, and it's a time of new possibilities, new options. And remember, when the Sun and Mercury make a conjunction together, you're going to get new information, new details, new things coming forward that will probably be something that you hadn't realized, but hopefully opens you up to even more choices. So thank you so much, my friends, for being with me. I appreciate you sharing this show in your Facebook groups and online, and I appreciate you listening. However you connect, we are an awesome global network of people, and I'm so very grateful for you, your messages, all of the work you've done to become this fully awake and conscious person. Please know that it matters and that it's needed right now. And even if you don't even see or feel that validation, it's very valuable. So I'm grateful for all of you. You can check out more on my website, consciouscoolchic.com. Otherwise, I will see you back here next Wednesday, friends. And until then, I hope you have a beautiful week ahead. Thank you so much. Take good care.